Thought about ways to improve our tefillah. Maybe another way to look at it is, what are the things that someone should avoid to make their tefillah more effective? Rav Sadia Gaon speaks about this in Emunos Videos. He gives a list of things that are ma'akev tefillah, hold back tefillah from being accepted. So I want to go over some of those and then try to find a common theme. So the first one is more of a technical thing, that sometimes there's a gzar din on a person, on a situation, and the din has already been made, then might be that you can't overturn that din. Second thing is, tefillah below kavanah. He brings most of these things, he brings the pasuk to support it. If somebody's heart is not with their tefillah, then Hashem might look at that and say, he doesn't care enough to put his heart into it. Maybe I'm not going to accept this. The next case has to do a little bit with learning Torah. If somebody doesn't listen to Divrei Torah, when someone's giving a Divar Torah, don't be that guy, okay? So if somebody's giving a Divar Torah, and let's say you walk out, then Hashem might not listen to your tefillah. So what's the reason behind that? So the Rasag explains, like, it's a simple logic that if somebody is an Eved to their master, and the Eved doesn't listen to the master, so is the master going to do something for the Eved? Is the master going to help the Eved? So the Torah is Hashem talking to us, right? We talk to Hashem in tefillah, and in Torah, Hashem talks to us. So if you're having a conversation, the other side, they're on their phone, they're too busy on their phone, they're not listening to you, so you're going to listen to them, and you're going to also turn your back to them. So the Ratzak says, that's Pasha, if you don't want to listen to Divrei Torah, to Hashem's word, then Hashem might not want to listen to you. So the next thing is, if a Niyam comes to you and you're able to help, give them tzedakah, and you don't pay attention to them. So Hashem cares about that Niyam. So if you're not able to listen to other people in need, then you're in need and you go to Hashem, he might not want to listen. The next case is somebody that takes mamon be'isser. He brings here a pasuk from Micha, where it says mefurash, that people that were, it's a little not mefurash actually what was happening, because you have to understand what they were doing. It says Hashem won't listen when they cry out, because they were taking advantage of the poor people, eating their stuff. So the pasuk pshat in the Ratzag is saying they were taking their stuff and eating it, so that's stealing. So Hashem, I think the idea behind that would be that if a person feels that what Hashem, you can't rely on Hashem to give you enough, you need to steal from other people. So then you dive into Hashem. So you're showing Hashem that you don't trust him anyway. So why would he listen to your tefillah? The Sefer Hasidim has another take on it, that he brings down a lot of these things and he has his own twist on this one. He says, talking about eating things that are aser. Sounds that way from the pasuk. If somebody eats things that are aser, it might hold back his tefillah from being heard, from being accepted. So what's the pshat behind that? So I was thinking, Mesillas Yesharim brings down the Chazal that machalos asuras cause a timtum alev. They cause a person that their heart becomes stuffed up. So maybe the idea behind that is if your heart's stuffed up, you can't feel a connection to Hashem. So then it goes both ways. If your tefillah, you're not able to feel a connection to Hashem, then you're not opening the pathways of communication for the Hashem to then answer your tefillah. The next one that Ratzag mentions is somebody that's misfala beli tara v'taras masin. So Rav Kapach explains that it's talking about taras masin, that your deeds aren't so good. So Ratzag brings the pasuk in Yeshayahu, yedeichem damim milei, your hands were full of dam, killed people or whatever. So then that's a very serious thing. Hashem's not going to look so well on that. And HaMispal Shiyish Baro Pishayim is somebody has a lot of sins and he doesn't try to do tshuva. So it seems to show if somebody's not trying to do tshuva, Hashem gives you always the chance to do tshuva and you're not trying. So then how can you come and doubt and say, give me stuff? What are you doing for Hashem? You have all these sins and you're not even trying to come back to him with tshuva. Rokeach adds two other things. Somebody that doesn't listen to tochacha. If somebody gives you rebuke, that's a kind of Hashem talking to you. They're a messenger of Hashem saying, why don't you keep the Torah? This is your tochacha. If you don't listen to that, then Hashem might not listen to your tefillah. And the last one he gives is someone that puts their bitachon in avodah zarah. They trust in another god, so then Hashem might not want to listen to you. It's interesting. We know the case that Chazal say by the king Menashe, that he was like that, and all the malachim shut up all the windows that the tefillah shouldn't come up, like it says here, because since Menashe tried every avodah zara, he didn't believe in Hashem, so the malachim didn't want to let his tefillah be answered. Hashem, for some reason, made an exception, because it's hard to know exactly why, but Menashe was davening really hard, and Hashem made an exception in that case that the tefillahs were able to come through from under the Kisei HaKavod. So quickly to finish up, what do we see? The common theme, I would say that we see the common theme is that tefillah is a relationship between us and Hashem. It's not just special code words that make something special happen, but it depends on your relationship with Hashem. So therefore, with all the other things we're talking about, understanding tefillah, a lot of it is based on what we need to do is learn Mussar and Bikona Yiras Shamayim and work on ourselves to grow, that we have a closer relationship with Hashem, more shlemus in our relationship, and this should be our zechus, that our tefillah should be answered.